Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ooh, it's good to be back in studio. Not that I mind when the Comrades works the way it's supposed to and doesn't fry in the middle of a show. Wait, what? Did that happen? It did. It really did. But not this week. That's in the rearview mirror. And now, back in studio after what was a bit of a sojourn that took me, well, to the afternoons where I'm upside down. And then to upstate New York and Buffalo and Niagara Falls and back to Syracuse and... whew, we survived just in time for the start of the NBA playoffs. Sort of. Sort of. It's like asking me anything. Sort of. So, yes, the play-in tournament tipping off tonight in New Orleans and Sacramento. And boy, I was psyched to see Zion Williamson in his playoff debut. And boy, he was awesome. He was awesome. He was fearless. He was energetic. He was up and down the court. He was taking command. We got some stiff upper lip from Zion. This is the Zion that we were expecting when he came out of Duke and got drafted number one overall. When the Pelicans won the Zion Williamson sweepstakes. But it sucks. When you've got one guy who's scoring 40 points, not a whole lot of contributions offensively from the rest of the Pels, and then that guy leaves with an injury in a tie game and just over 3 minutes to go. Oh, rough. And we still don't know much about Zion Williamson. We'll let you know as soon as we know, but at this point, we don't know. I'm not sure anybody does. Likely going through tests, likely undergoing various medical exams, and I'm sure dealing with some pain too. It certainly looked like it was painful. But the game between the Lakers and the Pelicans, it was good. It was one of those kind of typical NBA games where it's like a seesaw affair. And you've got the Lakers multiple times going on streaks in which they shut out the Pels. For 4 minutes at a time, roughly, 12 straight points for LA, 13 straight points for LA. And then what happens? Pelicans reel them back in. Pelicans, they were fishing. And they reel in the big fish. They get so close to landing the big fish, LeBron James. We've named the fish LeBron. They get so close. But without Zion in those final 3 minutes... not that they didn't manage to tie a couple of times and put pressure on the Lakers all the way through the end, but a tough way, almost anticlimactic way for this game to end, the first of the NBA postseason. LeBron, Anthony Davis, and what did I tell you about D'Angelo Russell? He's been on a tear lately. Critical threes from him. The defense of Gabe Vincent, as much as we could talk about the Lakers and the flash and the offense, what stood out to me? 8 steals, 7 block shots. And therein may be the difference between an experienced Lakers team with playoff games under their belts, even if it's not the entire group all together, the leaders, the core of this team, they've got playoff experience. Got to the Western Conference Finals against the Nuggets last season, and lo and behold, move on to battle the Nuggets in the first round of the full NBA bracket. But we'll get there. Pelicans gave him a game, especially considering that New Orleans was blown out by LA just a couple of days ago. And so it's good to see the crowd there in New Orleans. It was good to watch Zion flex his muscles. But man, was he frustrated when he had to leave the arena and head to the locker room with just over 3 minutes left in this basketball game. Pelicans may or may not have him for what's to come on Friday. They will now host the Sacramento Kings. And good for Sacramento. Able to exercise some demons against Big Brother, so to speak. In the Bay Area, the Golden State Warriors, they represent where Sacramento wants to go. They represent what Sacramento wants to do and be. And this was a big step. Big step. By the way, just as a side note, I'm here in studio and on TNT, the Lakers and Pelicans game is replaying, but someone's playing with a remote control in another studio and it just went to Friends. Because, you know, that's extremely helpful when we're talking about a show that airs late night and overnight. Oh, absolutely. Friends is great show material.
Come on, man.
Our New York affiliate has a producer. Every single night, he watches Friends. I have no idea if he watches with the audio up, but I can imagine how I might react if Jay decided to watch Friends in the middle of our show. Jay, I don't know. You know me pretty well. How do you think that would go over if you decided to watch Friends every night in the middle of our show?
I don't think that would be a good one. No.
Well, that might be understating it.
But the thing is, though, there isn't volume in these control rooms. So it's just Friends just on the screen every night. There's no, it's not listening to it. You can't.
Even worse, because he can't hear it. Order to get anything out of the broadcast at all, he has to be looking at it.
And lip reading.
Which means he's not concentrating on the lips moving, which means he's not listening or watching what his host is doing. Okay, my temperature's rising. It's fine. It's not my producer. I don't care. OMG. I like the man personally, but he would never be able to work on the show. But that's not Jay, which is why Jay's working on the show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network. Some of you still have questions. I do too. I don't really have answers. I just work here. Infinity Sports Network and beyond. You can still find me on the same place on Twitter, though, at A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, which has not changed names. I fully intended to get to our Facebook page and fix that header. I didn't. It was a day. Tuesday was a day. Usually it's Monday that's the manic day, but it was Tuesday. Just a few hours of sleep before leaving Syracuse and heading back to New Jersey, and then with the late baseball and basketball games. Not really a whole lot of time to take a nap or anything of the sort. But at least we got unpacked after our sojourn in Western and Central New York. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. It's the Hump Show here on Infinity Sports Network. Oh, there's almost a slip. Jay heard it, saw it, felt the pause and the earth shake. I did not feel the earthquake a couple weeks ago, but Jay did. This was similar to that. You should have seen his face, his eyes perk up.
I was scared.
You were scared?
For a second.
Fact that I might say the wrong name of the network?
No. By the earthquake.
Oh. I was going to say.
It woke me up.
What we do here is not all that important. Well, don't make me laugh. I have a cramp. Okay, so we're still working on it. It's after hours. And it's the Hump Show. That stays the same. And because it's the middle show of the work week, you get to ask Amy anything. Also not changing. Wait, did the production change, though? Did the voice god have to change our production? No, we didn't identify the network in our production.
No.
Good, let's keep it that way. So, as we start out the NBA playoffs, we've also got potential end of an era. In the Bay Area, it's the Kings moving on, and they will visit New Orleans for the 8th seed on Friday. Oh, the winner earns a date with the Thunder. Thunder and lightning, baby. And so the play-in games will continue not just tomorrow in the East, but also in the West and the East, with the final dates before the full bracket begins. But the Warriors will not be part of that. At this point, there's so much uncertainty about Golden State's future. Steve Kerr, of course, asked about it following their loss to the Kings.
It's too early for me to even think about that. You know, you invest so much in the season, and there's so much that goes on. It's so emotional. It's, you know, the highs and lows of this business are incredible. That's why we're all kind of addicted to it. You can't find this anywhere else in life. I know I can't. And you have to absorb the lows. We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever.
Just kind of upset. It's a loss. It was a fun group to come to work with every day, so kind of sucks that comes to an end, but yeah, I don't really know.
We will, of course, hear from the Kings. The Kings are the stars on this night. Man, their three-point shooting lights out. 18 of 39. Seemed as though every single time they needed a humongous three, that's exactly what happened. Keegan Murray, he was terrific. 8 of 13 from beyond the arc. Keon Ellis hit 3 triples. So did Harrison Barnes, former Warrior, if you remember. They were able to empty their bench because this one was a 20-point lead midway through the fourth quarter. Have we seen the last of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson together? And we may have to, Producer Jay, go back to last week and grab that soundbite, not right now, but the soundbite that we heard from Klay Thompson on the Draymond Green show. So Dre finally gets him on the podcast. And what did Klay reveal to us? In answering the question about his future, he said, "I'm pretty sure at the beginning of the season, I allowed my contract status and my playing time and my concerns over being closer to the end of my career than the beginning, I allowed that to disrupt my play." And so Klay admitted that he was up in his head, that he was all up in his feels earlier in the season. I'm paraphrasing. But once he finally realized, again, this is coming from Klay, once he finally realized that he had so much to be thankful for, he's been part of a championship squad for all of these years. They've won 4 rings. He's come back into the starting lineup. He played really well over the course of the last few weeks when the Warriors were surging. Now, ultimately, they waited too long and never did get out of the 10 spot. I think they were briefly in 9th, tied with the Lakers, but then fell back into 10th, even though they had an incredible run down the stretch. But I wonder if those concerns and those worries, just the idea that this could be Klay's last game, if they didn't win, this could be Klay's last game in a Warriors uniform, if that affected him and his shooting tonight. Whether you're watching on TV on TNT or whether you were listening to the broadcast on radio, and I spent time doing both. I listened to Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on Warriors radio. Klay went 0 for 10, and they were flabbergasted. Some of the shots were wide open. He goes 0-for-6 from beyond the arc, but 0-for-10. And in what could be his last game with the Dubs, he doesn't score a single point. That doesn't mean he didn't do anything. It doesn't mean he's not still a valuable player. But it means that, A, he was off, and B, there might have been something else on his mind. And I can certainly understand why. Of course, Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, Steph Curry, they all love Klay. Even if this is the end of the group, they all love Klay and they all support him.
We go through so much over 82 games, and the fact that he was able to turn his season around with a new role and adjusting to coming off the bench for a long period and then, you know, back in the starting lineup and just really just having fun playing basketball and being at peace out there.
So they saw what happened at the end of the season. They recognize that Klay turned things around and was critical for them. But it is a business. And we love Klay Thompson on this show for everything he's been through, for everything he survived, for the personality. A story that I heard on the broadcast tonight. He made, I think it was his 23 last free throws in a row to end the season. And by doing so, stole the free throw title from Steph Curry by mere percentage points. Actually, not even percentage points. It was, I think, 10th of a percentage point. And when Steph told him that he had grabbed the NBA's free throw shooting title, his response was, "Oh, cool." That's who he is. He loves basketball. He loves his dog. He loves his boat. He's a sea captain. He's emotionally invested in hoops. And I can imagine that this was tough thinking about it. And on this night, not able to find that rhythm. We have not yet seen Klay Thompson at the microphone. I don't know if he will be required to do media since he didn't score. Generally, the media is reserved, the media appearances, media availability is reserved for those guys who have a big impact on the game in one way or another. There may have been someone who talked to Klay at his locker, or he may have decided he didn't want to talk at all. And that is his prerogative. So we're checking, we're looking, trying to find quotes, seeing if we can get to anything that would give us an indication of how he's feeling. Although he's so competitive, you know he's got to be frustrated and upset, at least right now.
I'm human.
So we'll hear more from the Warriors, including Dre and Steph and Steve Kerr. But the Kings deserve their day, as do the Lakers, who move on to a rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals with the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Now, this isn't the same Lakers team. It's a lot of the same guys, but they are extremely healthy right now. So could they give the Nuggets a different battle than they did a year ago, which was it a sweep? Was it a sweep in the Western Conference Finals last year? It was, right? And then the Nuggets sat around, went on to the NBA Finals and gave up just one game, right, to the Heat. Yeah. So they don't end up as the one seed this year, but they do have that championship pedigree and one of the best players on the planet. So we'll let you hear from Kings and Lakers. And then coming up at the top of next hour, we'll head to Sacramento and we'll get the lowdown on the showdown in the Bay. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We've also got a little bit of fallout, record fallout, if you will, from the WNBA draft, as well as football, because I need some football in my life. I do. And your chance to ask Amy anything. If you're asking for pictures of Niagara Falls, well, they're up on both Twitter and Facebook, including some videos. Eek! Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Eight-point Sacramento advantage at 23.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steal the Aaron Fox breakaway. Two-hand rip. Tipped, kept alive by Lynn. No good. Rebound grabbed by Davion Mitchell. Back out on the wing. Keegan scores his fourth three-pointer of the first quarter. He's got 14 and the Kings lead by 9. Hesitates. Probes. Now skips it cross-court. Harrison Barnes wide open. Buries the triple. Boy, the spacing was just outstanding there. The Kings have made their 11th three-pointer in 25 attempts. Here's Davion. Hesitates. Circles under the basket. Lobs it out to Alex Lynn, hands to Keegan, rocks, fires, scores! Oh, that was a quick release that time, and it had to be because Draymond Green was right there.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The legendary Gary Gerald on Sacramento Kings radio, and Sacramento leaves nothing to chance in this one. Not like Game 7, which was about a year ago. Instead, they come out firing. They are active on the boards. They're moving the ball around. They catch the Golden State Warriors flat-footed on defense, and they also crash the boards in a way that the Warriors either could not or were unable to keep up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. They not only out-rebound them, they force a ton of turnovers by the Warriors, which has been their Achilles heel the entire time that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and company have been together. That's always the ugly other side of the story, right? It's the kind of the yin and the yang. They can be so good when they pass the ball around, when they share the ball, when they're finding the open man, they're making the extra pass, but they can also be careless with those extra passes, and the Sacramento Kings were prepared. The Warriors fell behind by 16 in the first half, though they were able to cut it to 4 points at halftime. But almost from the second the ball was inbounded in the third quarter, we saw the Sacramento Kings find another gear, outscoring the Warriors by 11 in that third quarter and eventually going up by 20 plus in the fourth quarter. This was not a night in which the Warriors could match the Kings in energy, in intensity, in rebounding, and taking care of the basketball. Nah, the little brother in the Bay Area gave big brother a lesson.
Curry left side, backs up into a three. It's up and no good. Good box out inside by Murray on Pajemski. Fox will lead out to Sabonis, who drives and lays it in. Warriors were jogging back.
Yep.
And they got beat. And Sabonis now with 10. Curry, double, bounce past Draymond. Lost the ball, knocked away from behind by Fox. The Kings have been faster. They've out-hustled the Warriors, out-fought the Warriors, and quite frankly, Golden State's pretty lucky to be down by only 14.
The final 4 seconds tick away. Davion walks it into the front court. The horn sounds and the Sacramento Kings have won in a live or die
last game scenario, win or go home, and the Kings managed to win.
They do. Gary Gerald again on the Kings Radio Network as they will head into this game against the Pelicans coming up on Friday night. So the job is not done. And actually, they were 0-for against the Pelicans this season. And so this will be a new challenge for them. We'll talk about that as we get closer to that final West play-in game. But for De'Aaron Fox and Keegan Murray and Mike Brown, they're able to get the best of the Warriors, which is a huge step one.
One of the things we talked about in a, before the game is in a one-game series, usually it's about which team can impose their will on the other team for as close to 48 minutes as possible. And our guys responded.
Obviously, this team beat us last year in the playoffs, and I mean, it feels good to win this game, but we know we have to go on the road to win another one for us to, I mean, accomplish the first step in our goal.
De'Aaron Fox with 24 points and 6 assists, and Keegan Murray, he was dynamic, 32 points and 9 rebounds.
With guys out, I feel like, especially the last couple weeks, I just feel like I need to step up in a way, offensively, defensively. Tonight it was offensively, so I feel like I did that. A lot of our guys stepped up too. HB was big for us down in the fourth quarter. Keon was big for us, but for me, just going into this game, I just wanted to step up.
And that starting lineup absorbed a ton of minutes. Now, this is what you do when you get to this point. You put it all out there on the court, and then you worry about tomorrow when you get there. But Domantas Sabonis, a bit of redemption for him. Remember, he did not perform well in the playoffs a year ago, ran into Draymond Green. But 16 points, a dozen rebounds, 7 assists, so not that far away from a triple-double, also with a couple steals. And it was impressive to see how many offensive rebounds and second-chance points the Kings were able to do with the 15 boards on the offensive end. They forced 16 turnovers and really overwhelmed Golden State in this game. And as for Steve Kerr, yes, the future of the Warriors certainly top of mind, but that's not in the immediate as much as we want to know and I want to know. This team made a nice run late and appeared to be in a position where, because of the experience, because of the veterans, because of Steph Curry, they could be dangerous. Except that's not how it played out. And ultimately, the past two seasons have been wildly inconsistent. They were better on the road this year, but they struggled at home, which was kind of the opposite of what happened last season. And with Steph Curry in his mid-30s, Klay Thompson's future uncertain, Draymond Green, well, do you know Draymond Green? I mean, this is a tough way to go out.
You know, it's a horrible feeling. You go out there and compete, leave it all out there, and doesn't go your way. We obviously understand you can't win it every year, but there is so much belief that we could make something of this season and keep our hopes alive, trying to get a win tonight and taking it from there. Sacramento played unbelievable tonight. They played aggressive, and, you know, Keegan's making shots. D-Fox is creating. It seemed like they got every 50-50 loose ball, offensive rebound, and it was a tough way to end our year, for sure.
And so the question becomes, now what? We know that Joe Lacob of the Warriors wants to get under the luxury tax threshold. What does that mean for Klay Thompson, who finishes up with a rough performance, 0 for 10, no points in 32 minutes? Does not change how we feel about Klay Thompson, though, or how he feels about us, of course. We know he's a big fan of After Hours. It will
You're
be
listening to one of the best shows
whoopsie.
In America.
Sorry, my fault.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Yes. Thank you, Clay. That won't change. Our mutual admiration society will not change. Even if he wears an Orlando Magic uniform. I had a hard time with Paul Pierce wearing a Nets uniform. I'm not sure how I would do with Clay Thompson in Orlando Magic.
No disrespect to Orlando Magic, but that's one of the worst teams in the league.
Not anymore. Oh, could you imagine if he was in the white and blue pinstripes of the Orlando Magic, looking like Penny Hardaway out there?
Might look pretty good, actually.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm sad for him, though, because I know if this was it for him, not that he has anything to prove, but if this is it for him in the Bay Area, this was the last way he wanted to go out. I mean, this is a tough way to finish up. And I do believe, because Clay's that kind of guy, not as good as other athletes at separating head from heart. And that fuels him at times and makes him a better player at times, but it can also trip him up. And tonight, very well could have done that. All right, we'll talk Sacramento Kings hoops at the top of the hour. We'll head to the Bay Area for that reason. Little redemption for the Kings, eliminating the Warriors, but now they got to get through the Pelicans into the main bracket. And the Lakers have another shot at the Denver Nuggets. So we'll get back to LeBron, Anthony Davis. Man, I told you, watch out for D'Angelo Russell. He's been crushing it lately. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, same name, no changes. You can ask Amy anything. Send your questions over these next couple hours. It is The Hump Show. And then our phone number, 855-212-4227, has not changed. We just can't tell you what letters the final four numbers form, because that's against the law now. It's illegal. No one wants to get thrown out of the studio right when we have a new boss. That would probably not be the best first impression. Although Jay tells me he did a little brown nosing on Tuesday morning. See, here I thought Marco Belletti's with us here in studio. Maybe Marco also did some brown nosing. Although that doesn't seem like you. So I thought when Jay sends me a text, I'm getting ready to finally fall asleep in Syracuse in the hotel room. And Jay sends me a text that says, hey, the boss was in early. The new boss. The boss was in early. So I had a chance to say hello to him. And I'm paraphrasing Jay's text. He seems really nice. Great. So I'm thinking, oh, the guy walked by in the hallway. No. For the first time since Jay started working here, he walked down the other end of the hallway and into the boss's office so he could, what, introduce himself?
That's exactly what happened.
Wow. Talk about, did you ever do that with the former boss?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Well, that's
so
an understatement.
So I was in here, like in the control room, we have this like little window in the corner here where you can kind of see like a sliver out into the newsroom. And I just happened to have turned my head, I guess, the exact second he was walking in yesterday morning. And we kind of like made eye contact. So I was like,
it was a moment.
It was a moment. So I was like, well, now I have to go say hello.
Well, you know what? I'll give him credit on that one. Because if you do make eye contact, you should go say hello and introduce yourself. I mean,
gotcha.
It is your boss. Yeah, you might want to say hello. Yeah,
okay.
You might want to say hello.
I don't know. I didn't hear much from the former boss. I'm not sure that any of the bosses since Mark Turnoff know that we actually have a show. Of course, they know about you, Marco, because you're a star. But
oh yeah,
I don't know that they even realize what we do here.
I would think they know more than you think.
Really? I could count the number of times on one hand that I've heard from the current boss about the show in the last 3.5 years.
Well, you keep saying the current.
Former.
We have a new boss.
Whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
It was his first day.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. All right, why are you playing difficult right now? Because you don't want to acknowledge what I just said, which is
the
truth.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know. I don't know the relationship you had with him.
None,
I have no idea.
None whatsoever.
Put me in the middle. Like, I don't know.
No,
I have no idea.
There's no middle. There can't be the middle if there's no relationship.
Okay.
Anyway, so let's hope the new guy, welcome to the new guy. Let's hope the new guy actually recognizes that we have a show here. But if he doesn't, that's all right. We keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah. You might want to introduce yourself and say hello if he comes in, you know, early in the morning.
Do you think I need to introduce myself?
I would. If I saw him walking through the hall, I would go say hello. Ooh. I'm actually intrigued to meet
Ryan. I think you kind of missed my point.
No, I'm thinking if he takes
a job here, that he probably should be familiar with personnel.
I would think so, too, yes. Mm. I also think the first week is going to be a little nuts. So,
we previously worked for the same company, so I don't think that I need to.
Okay. Well, did you know him? So you never met him? No?
I have not met him.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. I was asking. I don't know. I didn't know if you guys crossed.
Nope.
Okay.
But if he doesn't know who we are and what the show is, then that might be an issue.
I would think he does. Yeah. I would think he does.
Yeah. He knows you too.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't met him. I didn't see him. I was gone before he came in this morning.
I'm going to bet he's already done a full 24-hour listen of Infinity Sports Network.
I would think more than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think more than that.
Then absolutely. He's already got you on his radar. You are Marco Belletti with the Sports Flash. Why do we go back to the Flash?
I don't think it would ever... I think... You piqued my interest with that last night. Uh-huh. It was always Flash. It would never...
Then how come we were told to say update?
Because I don't think that term really matters. The old jingle always had Flash, and the new jingle has Flash.
It's from the 1980s.
I don't think it really mattered.
Sports Flash.
Yeah, that's why when you said it yesterday, and I was kind of thinking to myself, I was like, I don't know, I feel like some of them say Flash, because I know on The Fan at WFAN in New York, we say Sports Flash, at least we used to. So I was kind of used to the word, and then I thought back, we've always said the word here.
Maybe if we get one of those suggestion boxes, I'll write on a note with my left hand, of course, so I can't be identified because apparently the card that I made for Infinity Sports Network on Friday is still sitting here on the desk.
Oh, you made that?
Other people, yes, I was the first one to do it.
I was unaware. Everybody's been using that as almost like
I hosted the afternoon show. I was the first one to do it on Friday.
I didn't know that was your handwriting. I thought that was the bosses leaving it there to let us know. I didn't realize that was you.
Men don't have handwriting that nice.
Wow. Some do. Nah. Everybody's been using that just a little mental note.
I know. It was sitting here. So I'm glad it could help. I'm a team player. So Marco Belletti, if we have a suggestion box, my suggestion is going to be don't make Marco do sports flashes, because sports flash is akin to sport phone or score phone or something along those lines.
All right. Just make sure so you just want the wording change, not that you want me out. Because suggestion bots could, all of a sudden, come back.
Yes. Left. Not to the overnights. You weren't here during the weeks for, how many years were you off of this shift?
I was not full time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Why do you have to be so contradictory now?
Well, it's just a contradictory. It's not like I left anywhere. I was still working here. I just wasn't full time.
Not this show. I've hosted the same show for 12 years, Marco. You weren't here.
I was here.
We started out together.
When they let me work. I was part-time. Right. 10 years.
I give up. You win. I give up.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I said I fought for you to come back to this show. You were gone for years. We missed you. I've said that to you every single time I saw you or didn't see you over the last 8 years when we were not working together.
Okay. You looked at it as we were not working together. I used to constantly fill in and still work here. So I felt like I did see you a bunch. It's not like we didn't see each other for 10 years. I saw you a lot.
Not much on this show, though.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to not say nice things ever again.
I'm
it's
confused.
After hours.
Get out of here.
It's after hours with Amy Lawrence. The network's new. Everything else is new. Apparently, I should stop talking about it.
Apparently, I'm still a pain in the ass. So it works out. Everything's good. It's good. It's good.
To infinity.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
sure why, but Zion Williamson just went down the tunnel. He was holding his left thigh. Not sure if there's anything to be concerned about there. Maybe he's just going to go stretch it out. Hopefully he's coming back.
Well, Aaron, thanks for the report, but that could literally not be worse than what you just reported. That is very unfortunate. He's not. What I just saw tells me he ain't coming back. He just spiked the towel and went into the tunnel.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Sacramento Kings, on the New Orleans Pelicans, we're talking Kings at the top of the hour, the Pelicans Radio Network. It will be Pelicans and Kings coming up on Friday. However, we await word on Zion Williamson. With just over 3 minutes to go in a tight game against the Lakers, he has a layup, and then as he turns up court, seems to stumble a little bit, right away calls for a sub, and as you hear, is frustrated on the bench before he leaves the arena. And this after 40 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, fearless energy, and an aggressiveness with Anthony Davis, with LeBron James. This was the Zion that people wanted to see going back to when he was first drafted number one overall.
Right now, we know his left leg soreness, and he's going to get some imaging on it tomorrow, and we'll figure out more. That's the report that I got back. I haven't talked to him or anything like that, but we'll see how we feel. We'll see what happens tomorrow when we get the results back.
That's tough, obviously, and especially with all the work he's put in this season. This is a career high in games he's played his entire career, and you wish the best for him, and definitely sucks.
Trey Murphy with a dozen points in this one, but not a whole lot of help other than that. CJ McCollum had a tough shooting night, though he did have a big shot late to try to keep the Lakers close. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Infinity Sports Network. 36 minutes for Zion, but the final three, he was unavailable, and the Lakers were able to take advantage. You got not just Anthony Davis, not just LeBron James, but a D'Angelo Russell who has been stepping up in big moments lately.
Here is Reeves dribbling right. All the way to the middle. D'Lo for three. Got it! Huge three for Russell. Puts the Lakers up by four with 50 seconds remaining in the fourth. Wow.
John Ireland on Lakers Radio. And the Lake Show goes 14 of 35 from downtown, but none bigger than that one by D'Angelo Russell, who says he has one thing on his mind, or he had one thing on his mind as he released the shot.
Make it. Honestly, everybody came locked in. Everybody came in and was efficient with whatever it was to dictate the win. I just wanted to make shots, man. That's what I do. Just continue to try to be a high percentage shot maker for the team.
On Spectrum Sportsnet, the Lakers get an all-hands-on-deck effort, and really the defense was critical. 8 steals against the Pelicans, 7 block shots, and it wasn't just Anthony Davis and LeBron or even D'Angelo Russell. It was the whole crew, everybody understanding that they can't allow their two future Hall of Famers to carry the load.
Me and Bron were 12 for 36 or something like that, and D'Lo, AR, Rui, TP, Gabe, Jax, those are the guys that really win a game for us.
We can get healthy, or when we're healthy, or how healthy we can get is going to determine how well we play. This is about as close as healthy as we've been, and we're still without a big piece in Vando. So, but tonight we showcase what we're able to do both offensively and defensively.
So LeBron James and Anthony Davis end up with 43 points combined. Davis also has 15 boards and a handful of blocks. LeBron is a rebound shy and an assist shy of a triple-double. And what they're looking at is the rest of the team around them. What Darvin Ham is looking at is the defense.
We've shown that in different stretches, different games, when we want to lock down, we have, we're more than capable of locking down. And we saw that in the second quarter. They made some shots late for a long time. They had only scored 10 points. And then they got some opportunities late. But that said, our guys know, there's no way around it. You can't fake it.
The Lakers have been really good at the road games away from home in this late stretch where they were able to secure that 9 seed so they did not fall back into a tie with the Warriors. Maybe this is not where they want to be, but it does give them a chance to tune up, or it did give them this opportunity to play one game and tune up against New Orleans before they battle the defending champion Denver Nuggets in what will be the first round of the postseason. The Kings also have a chance to move on. We'll talk about them next here after hours on Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.